South Sudan's continued violence due to politics, ghetto, ethnicity, and land has affected communities across the country. Health experts say the effects of violence has led to serious stress that is manifested in trauma. Adol Machar is the Rural Education Empowerment Programs Coordinator at Favor Africa Ministry International, a faith-based nonprofit. Machar says trauma healing promotes coexistence among communities and could break the cycle of violence in South Sudan.
Trauma, when you are released from trauma, you will have peace of heart and you will have peace of mind. You will not be able to fight another person. Because we know when you are holding somebody in your heart, a heart is like a prison that nobody will enter unless it's you to release what you have in your heart. And then you can be able to forgive and to live in peace.
Benanzi Ogwang Adwok is chairperson of Upper Nile State's Parliamentary Committee on Finance, Planning and Economic Development. Adwok says he is a victim of trauma and stress caused by conflict in the state.
Upper Nile State had been in war for a long time, and most of the people, communities, individuals, were being affected by trauma as a result of war, destructions, and displacement. And all these pictures are still in the head and in the mind of people of Upper Nile till movement. I myself, let me say, I was among these people affected by trauma and stress.
Ochan Nyuat, chairperson of Parliamentary Committee on Youth and Sports, says poverty is a contributing factor to trauma. He says youth and women are traumatized due to lack of employment and little to no income.
Youth are the most affected by the trauma, especially young women. The population of youth here, they are not employed. This trauma caused by the poverty, and also it caused by the displacement. Most of them are doing farming, but they fail even to have what they need for farming. This is what brings trauma to youth.
He says youth should be empowered with training and financial support so they can overcome trauma and be productive. Junook Buom, chairperson of Upper Nile State's Parliamentary Committee on Health, says many people in Malakal still think about property they lost during conflicts. He says he will apply the techniques and skills he has learned through the training to help restore hope among the most vulnerable communities in Upper Nile State.
This knowledge I will apply to the people and to my colleague in the parliament to encourage our community. Because number one, when we came in this parliament, we come from the constituencies, or counties, or Payam, and Buma. Now, after we're done with this, we'll have a plan to go out to our people and tell them nothing wrong. We lost something, but we have a chance to get it back according to this healing process to any citizen of this country.
In September 2019, USAID carried out an assessment on trauma across South Sudan. The findings indicate that both men and women were affected by trauma that led to self-harm and violence. The report recommended trauma awareness, response and support, justice and training of professional counselors and social workers to help communities recover from trauma. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kod, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.